It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TBR and the UT San Antonio Health Science Center, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer diagnosis in men, and the five-year survival rate is 97%.
But with improving technologies and then guys living much longer with prostate cancer, we've really had to revolutionize kind of how we approach men with prostate cancer, balancing disease control and quality of life.
That's Mays Cancer Center at the Health Science Center radiation oncologist Christian Cluey, who's asking questions like, does every prostate cancer patient need androgen deprivation therapy like testosterone blockers?
Can we identify those guys that will significantly benefit from decreasing their testosterone and make sure that we treat them with ADT? And the guys that aren't going to see a big benefit, well, let's not put them through that.
He's also studying radiation techniques like stereotactic body radiation therapy, which is so powerful and precise that it's really changing the game for prostate cancer patients.
So we're able to take that entire 8 weeks of treatment and squeeze it down into 5 days with these really high doses, because we're able to see things precisely down to millimeter precision, and we're able to treat things precisely down to millimeter precision.
Tiny pellets the size of grains of rice deliver radiation directly to the cancer, sparing surrounding healthy tissue in 5 days. That's Science and Medicine from the UT San Antonio Health Science Center and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.